Zach, this is dictating on Debbie Guilfoyle. G-U-I-L. F-O-I-L. Guilfoyle. Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E. Guilfoyle, G-U-I-L-F-O-I-L. G as in George. Date of castration was 2/14/23. Date of birth 9/26/58. Please make a copy for Sanford Kinney, D.O. Kinney, K-I-N-N-E. Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D. Sanford Kinney. The next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD and lung nodules. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a This is a 64-year-old female who has had a long-standing history of smoking, has recently been sent for a chest CT without contrast, done on 12/22/22. Patient's chest CT showed a ground glass density in the left lower lobe measuring 5 millimeter and previously was 4 millimeter and a new 2 millimeter subpleural nodule in the right upper lobe. The there was also evidence of centrilobular paraseptal emphysema and a compression fracture of the L2 vertebra. The patient was advised further follow-up. She has an occasional cough, but denies shortness of breath, except for the exertion. And she has lost weight up to 16 pounds in the past year and a half. Denies any fevers, night sweats, hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes two C-sections, 1989 and 91. And history of laser surgery for a tumor of the tongue in October of 21. She also had cataract surgery with implants. Next paragraph, allergies to tramadol. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked half a pack per day for 35 years. And continues to smoke, drinks 3 glasses of wine daily. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of cancer of the pancreas, mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system review of the patient. Has had weight loss. She has no fatigue or fever. She has glaucoma. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No urinary frequency burning. She has no shortness of breath, but has occasional cough, no wheezing. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains or palpitations. She has no anxiety or depression. She has no easy bruising. Denies joint pains, but has muscle aches. She has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next, med list included Anoralipta, one puff daily, Albuterol, NEPS, TIDPRN, Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID, and Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This thinly built, middle-aged white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 126 by 80. Pulse is 74, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 114, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the basis. With clear lung fields. Heart symptoms are regular, S1 and S2, now murmuring and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex in 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD and emphysema. And number 2. Right? I'm sorry. Number 2 is left lower lobe. Lung nodule enlarging. And number 3 is weight loss. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. And number 6 is nicotine dependence. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. He also was advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and also get a follow-up CT chest in 6 weeks, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Anoralipta will be continued, 1 puff a day, and a follow-up visit be arranged here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sanford Kinney, D-O. K-I-N-N-E-D-O. Sanford Kinney. K-I-N-N-E. Thank you.